Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnson with my co-host Brian Tankersley, and we are really pleased today to have a couple of guests with us. We've got Elena Mortimer Zika from Iris, along with Div Bhansali from Accountants World, two people that I've known for a while, and I want you to know them as well. So, Alana, good day. Would you like to introduce yourself and your role at Iris, please?
Thank you so much. Hi, Randy. Hi, Brian. So delighted to be here today and with Div as well. And I'm Elena. I'm the Iris CEO. I've been at Iris now for just over 5 years. I actually started as the CFO and was lucky and privileged to be given the reins to lead as CEO 2.5 years ago. So I'm an accountant myself. I spent about 9 years at Big Four. And in fact, I audited Iris 20 years ago when I used to be an auditor at Deloitte. So I feel I've come full circle being the CEO of the business that I genuinely love.
Well, that is superb. I had known that you were an auditor, but I didn't know Iris was one of your clients. As Brian has said more than once on our calls, he's a recovering auditor in the Big Eight here in the U.S. as well. So thank you for that, Div. Gosh, I've known your family for decades, but I've known you probably since you were small. Sorry to do that to you on the air. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm Div Bhansali, and I've been with Accountants World for about 9 years. Been heading up marketing for most of that time. And as of last week, I'm the head of sales and marketing for Accountants World.
Super. Well, I'm so pleased that the relationship has come out. And I know, Elena, you've and Iris have purchased a number of businesses across the U.S. and Canada. Many of those our listeners have heard about in other Tech Lab sessions. But tell me about who Iris is and what your goals are in North America and maybe some of the businesses that you've acquired.
Yeah, of course. So Iris is a global provider of mission critical software. We are one of the UK's largest privately held software companies, a leading global provider for accountancy solutions. Our mission is that we take that pain away. We take the pain out of processes so that we allow accountants, CPAs, to focus on the work that they love and to be amazing business advisors to their own clients. We're quite an old business. We're 42 years old in the UK. We have always served the accountancy sector. Accountancy is what we know, what we love. We are the ally and the champion of the accountants. So it was really important for us as we grow as a business, being already the largest accountancy provider in the UK of software, that we look to champion other fantastic businesses like Accountants World and collaborate and partner and work together to serve accountants across the pond as well, which is why we are in the US and Canada. We are bringing our expertise here and joining forces with some amazing businesses. Accountants World is a business that we have admired for a long, long time. So genuinely, genuinely delighted to be in a position to have it as part of the Iris family and share our values together, our love and passion for the accountants, help them, empower them to be better, more trusted business advisors to their end customers, and be here with Div today as well. It's genuinely is a pleasure. In terms of our accolades, we are the largest filer with the UK government in the UK. So nobody files more in terms of tax returns or in terms of accounts and financial statements with the UK government than IRIS, which is a great accolade. We've always led the way on compliance. We've always been the first business in the UK to make sure that our software was compliant ahead of time. This is what we've been doing for a very, very long time. We love payroll as well, because our customers, the accountants, do payroll for their end customers. Today, we pay about 1 in 5 people in the UK, and about 6 million people are paid every month using IRIS solutions globally. So when you put that all together, our love for the accountants, our DNA in accountancy, our love for payroll with accountants world, we have a lot of common interests. We share passions in terms of how we want to succeed and what we want to do for our customers. And also we share a lot of common values as well when it comes to the way we run our business and how we feel about people. We're very proud at IRIS to be recognized as a great place to work, which is an amazing accolade, because let's face it, our people are our biggest asset. And having met some of the people at Accountants World, we were so impressed and genuinely really, really excited about what these two businesses can bring together.
Yeah, it makes great sense. And, you know, many of our listeners don't know just how big, old, dominant IRIS is in the UK market. You know, you've got dozens, about 30, as I recall, payroll companies operating in the UK alone, in addition to all the accountancy pieces. So for public practice here in the US, you know, you've got other tools in the kit, you know, that we've talked about, Docket and iChannel and Star and Practice Engine, all you know, in the portfolio, and many of our listeners use those. So, you know, Div, again, we've known, you know, the Accountants World product, and in fact, the whole Accounting Power family and pension. So how's it going so far? I know the merger acquisition is relatively recent for you, but I know it's been negotiated for some months.
Yeah, absolutely. It's only been a couple of weeks since it's been official, but we've had some time to begin to get acclimated to it. And honestly, Randy, it's been terrific so far. I think one of the things that I anticipated and that has fortunately really come true is that the two cultures, I think, are very much aligned. You know, I think Ilona spoke to sort of a passion for accountants and putting accountants first and helping to enable them and empower them to be the best advisors that they can be, you know, remove obstacles from their way to allow them to focus on what they want to do and what their clients need them to do. And I think especially right now here in the US, the role of the accountant is as important as it's ever been. And I think so many small businesses have seen over the past couple of years sort of the impact that their accountants can provide to them. And so, you know, for us, it's a really unique time to be able to become a part of the IRIS family and to start to move forward. But I think one of the best things that I can say about it is it hasn't felt like things have changed all that dramatically, you know, because culturally, I think the fit has been as seamless as we could have possibly.
Well, we know Accountants World has always held the CPAs in public practice in highest esteem. So that's one of the things that I've admired about the company and the product offering. And we know that client accounting services being such a desired offering, that you're well positioned to help with that. And particularly with, well, as Brian would say, I don't want to get him lit up this morning or he'll do a poltergeist on me. That the way some of the vendors are behaving that are serving the profession right now is not in the profession's best interest. And I have every belief that Accountants World and IRIS will do that. So I guess for that said, Lina, how would you suspect you're going to bring the various acquisitions together for a unified offering here in the US and Canada?
I think the first thing to say, Randy, is that we have acquired some amazing businesses in the US and Canada, some fantastic businesses that are best of breed in their own right. And we have handpicked them as well. We didn't buy them just because they were successful. We bought them because we thought together they could provide better solutions for our customers of any tier and make sure that we empower the accountants even more. So if I think about Practice Engine, if I think about Star, Docket, Conarc, Accountants World, each of those individual solutions in their own right answer a pain point for our customers. Together, they're going to be more powerful because our mission and vision is that we integrate as much as possible so that our customers have got access to one single sign-on, and then through that, they are able to get additional capability through software. We're really passionate that we have open APIs so that we can integrate with other best-of-breed solutions as well, so that our customers get the best of what's available in the market. We're investing heavily in technology to make sure that it's cloud, that it's scalable, that it's sustainable, that it grows as our customers grow with us. This is exactly what we've been doing in the UK for the last 42 years. We've got 21,000 accountants in the UK as our CPA firms, as our customers. And we've got the most integrated, the most functional product set in the market. Our customers always get it right with IRIS first time, every time, because we always get compliance right. But also, most importantly, they are more productive with IRIS. They save more time using IRIS product solutions than they used somebody else's, because our products are more integrated. And that means that they can focus on the work that they love, because we are making them more productive. They can do something only once. And we're also providing them with tools that allow them to be better advisors and better business right-hand men and women to those end customers. I think you spoke briefly about some of the market dynamics that are going on. IRIS has openly always said that we are the ally of the accountants. There is always going to be a need for an accountant. It doesn't matter if there is software out there that somebody can use to do their own bookkeeping. The role of the accountant is way more than that. The accountant is the spare chair in the boardroom. The accountant provides business advice. The accountant can take an idea and actually tell the entrepreneur whether that idea has got legs or not, whether it's viable or not, whether it has a business plan. The accountant has the power of having seen 50 other clients in the last month alone, all of them with common challenges, with common aspirations. So they're able to bring that experience to the boardroom. They're able to be true advisors to their end customer. And that is what our mission is. Our mission is we're going to take all of these fantastic products that we've bought, put them together in a great suite that is highly integrated. Let software do what it needs to do. Let software do the things that humans don't have to do, and actually give time back to accountants to be those better advisors, as well as give them productivity and insightful advisory tools so they can genuinely add value.
Understood on that, Brian. And I have talked for, I would, without exaggeration, decades, I'd say, Brian, on suite approach versus best of breed. And we know, because of our accounting firm operations technology survey, that best of breed was common at the low end and the high end of the market. But with the last iteration of our survey, best of breed is now going all the way up and down market. So being best of breed is a big deal. And I think a lot of the products that you've built sounds like are going to go that way. And then the other piece that's been near and dear to my heart for decades as well is the advisory services. And as we've tried to encourage our firms to participate more in the advisory role properly, we're hopeful that you will have even more tools in that area. So, you know, we've recommended high-end solutions for practice management like STAR and Practice Engine historically. Will those products wind up getting merged or will they be separate? It seems to me you have another low-end practice management product with Senta, and obviously Accountants World has a practice management product as well. So what's the plans there?
We are unique, as I mentioned, in that we have an open ecosystem approach. Fundamentally, the two products are fantastic products. And as you mentioned, we've got Senta as well. That is a great practice management solution for tier three. I think we will listen to our customers. I believe those products serve a slightly different tier of the customer. We are committed to invest in the product suite and make sure that we give them what they want in an open API ecosystem, where they also have access to other best of breed products, where they can integrate with other IRIS solutions as well. So our commitment is that we will review every single one of our products and we will listen to what our customers want.
That makes perfect sense to me. And, you know, historically, Elena, Brian and I have talked about five tiers in the marketplace. I think in the UK, you tend to think of it as three tiers. Yeah. But as it turns out, this high to low need absolutely is the way that we would see the U.S. and Canada marketplace. And, you know, there's so many things that we could be talking about on this. So, you know, one curiosity, Div, is, you know, I know Chandra and Sharda were really anxious to have even greater success in 2022 and beyond. And so, you know, can you explain perhaps why the sale of the company to Iris occurred and why you're not the CEO and sole owner of a business at this point?
I can answer the last part pretty easily, which is Ilona makes a much better CEO than I do. So that was in the best interest of Chandra and Sharda's legacy to go in that direction. Randy, you've known Chandra and Sharda for 20 plus years at this point. And as you mentioned, they're the co-founders of Accountants World. And for anybody who doesn't know, they're also my parents. The main reason I joined Accountants World 9 years ago was to help them eventually move closer to a successful exit, whatever that exit might look like. And successful not only in a financial sense, but in a strategic sense as well, both for the company and for the industry. Chandra and Sharda care deeply about CPAs and about the profession. And so the best case scenario was always to eventually unite with a partner who was aligned in the same way, who also put accountants first, as we've often called ourselves in the past, who had the same passion for accountants that we do as well. And so Iris fit that bill perfectly. The strategic scale couldn't have been more aligned there. The other part was Iris made it clear that they valued Accountants World as a growth opportunity, not simply an asset to be stripped down or to be monetized right now. And so that means an investment in the business, but I think just as importantly for Chandra and Sharda and myself as well, it meant an investment in the employees also. And so the fact that the jobs of employees are safe and that my fellow employees, and especially the ones who've been customer facing, who many of our customers have gotten to know over the course of a decade or more, that they'll continue to be there and continue to be in roles that are familiar to them while having the chance to grow in the future. You know, I think that was just sort of a perfect fit. To be honest, I don't think that they were entering 2021 thinking that at the end of the year they were going to end up selling the business. I think Chandra would have happily worked in 95 if he was given the opportunity to do so. But I think when the right opportunity comes along for a successful exit, I think you have to look at it no matter what the timing is. And so we're obviously very grateful that everything eventually came together there.
Yeah, so I think I can say with authority, there is no bloody way that they expected to exit when we entered 2021, you know, because we had those conversations. And, you know, so it was a tough thing, I think, for them to come to grips with. Maybe this is the right time, because frankly, I don't know of any higher energy couple. And, you know, when Sharda was doing design work, I can't think of anybody who could solve problems better than her. So I do know she's been teaching other programmers to support the system properly on a go forward. So that part's good. So, you know, again, we've known the company and product for a long time. It turns out 30 plus years, Div, as much as I hate to say, but it is what it is on that. So is there any other key thing that you'd like to say to the Accountants World customers that's important here?
One of the things that we've really been trying to stress to our customers throughout this transition is that for the most part, it should look like business as usual for them. They're still going to have the same award-winning software that they've been using. They're still going to interact with the same customer-facing staff as well. So I think in the short term, and I think this has been borne out by the conversations that we've continued to have here in January, customers aren't noticing very much of a change right now. And I think that's great. You know, this is a very busy time of year for them. It's busy for us in terms of supporting them. And so the fact that it doesn't feel like a transition, I think, is good news all around for our customers. In the longer run, I think for Accountants World, being part of a larger business is going to be exciting for us, but I think it's going to be exciting for our customers as well, from the standpoint of what that can mean for a new product development roadmap. There are things that we have discussed in the past internally, but we always had to check that versus is that realistic given given our size and given the resources that we had available to us? And so I think we're now going to have the opportunity to be part of an organization that has solved some of those problems already, that's thinking in a very integrated way about North America operations and US operations specifically in the future. So I think that's going to be great. I think the last point I would make is this is also going to provide an opportunity for Accountants World to invest even more heavily in support structures such as onboarding and data migration, customer service. And I think as we continue to scale, obviously, as you know, those become really important factors for whether software ends up being successful. You know, it's not just about the technology, it's about how much support you're able to provide to helping maximize the impact of that software. So we're really excited to have increased resources in the future to be able to dedicate more to those areas.
Yeah, we couldn't be more pleased for both companies in this situation. I think it's long-term, a very promising thing. So, you know, and let's face it, I think for probably a decade or more, Brian and I have said that, you know, if you're in the Accountants World family, the only thing you have to add is productivity software and tax. That's it. And, you know, we know there's going to be another new tax product introduced here in the U.S. Next week. So, you know, things are going to continue to change in all these realms, as it turns out.
Hi, it's Brian Tankersley, co-host of the Technology Lab. That ends part one of our conversation with Iris and Accountants World about their strategy. Listen to part two in our next episode. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.